Welcome, everybody, and thanks for joining me this next hour. I am your host, psychic astrologer C.A. Brooks, and you are listening to Simple Tales here on Transformational Tuesdays on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you perceive your life and the way you think about the world, the way you listen to the world. And if you're listening live today, this is December 3rd, 2019. Already December, and cosmically speaking, December is a big month. There's a whole lot of stuff going on, including, do you realize if you've been looking ahead, there's going to be a solar eclipse on the 25th. So on Christmas Day, there is going to be a solar eclipse. Whoa. I mean, you know, my head is just spinning thinking about it, you know, how we're bringing in the new year, because then, of course, 2 weeks later, we'll have a lunar eclipse. But also, big, big, big news is that Jupiter, the biggest planet of them all outside of the sun, we don't, you know, astrologically we call the sun a planet, but of course it's not in terms of the real solar system. But Jupiter, you know, is 2.5 times the size. If you put all the planets together, Jupiter is still 2.5 times that size. So astrologically, I'm not sure that we can really say that, well, Jupiter then has 2.5 times the impact, but there's no doubt about it. Jupiter's an important planet. And it changed signs yesterday on Monday, December 2nd. And that's big news. It does it annually because it changes signs every year. It always stays in a sign for about, you know, 12 to 13 months. That also means when you're looking at the big picture that it's a 12-year cycle. So you might want to look at your own life and say, what was happening to me 12 years ago? Now, the dates for that are approximately, I think Jupiter went into Capricorn in December of 2007, and it stayed there all through 2008, and then it left in January 2009. So that might be something that you're going to want to take a look at. I mean, this really is, for those of you who are trying to create more meaning in your life, more impact, which is a Jupiter function, that might be something that you're going to want to look at. You know, what was going on for you at that point? What are some of the things that you were dreaming about? Did they come true? Did they not come true? Is it time to take some of those dreams to the next level? Now, we're going to be talking about Jupiter for a while. And, you know, in fact, a couple weeks from now, I think I'll do a whole show really devoted to Jupiter. So today, actually, I'm only going to spend a few minutes talking about it because I have Anita Ahuja here with me. You know, she often joins me that first Tuesday of the month, and she is joining me with all of her predictions and her channeled information for the month. So I'm going to speak for a few minutes, and then Anita is going to join me. But as we start looking at Jupiter, I know you're going to hear a lot about it on other radio shows. You're going to see it in the media. You're going to see it on the internet. And of course, I always say, you know, be very discerning about what you read on the internet when it comes to astrology or anything else. But as we look at it, there are a few ideas today that I really kind of want to introduce or put into your heads. So we're going to do that. But before, I do want to invite you to join me over in our private group over on Facebook, where you can see Renee is already there, and Tara and Doreen, and people are coming in. Hi, Norella, and Eva, and James, and Kadra. Hey, Kay, I've been thinking about you recently. It's good to see you. And Lioness Morlene, I always like that name, and Alashea. And Keisha, hey Keisha, thank you for joining us today. She's another one of the 1-2 Listen advisors, and Jesse. So thank you and welcome. But if you are new to the show, I want to say thank you for finding us. I mean, and welcome. Thanks for coming over here. We do talk astrology mostly on Simple Tales. As you will look at the lineup over on 12radio.com, you'll see that we have all kinds of shows. But I would say they're all positive. They're all provocative. They're all something that's going to improve the way you listen to the world, right? So if you go to 12radio.com and you see that word that says chat, if you click on it, that is a way that you can be redirected over to the page that we use on Facebook. It's a private group. We use it during our live shows here on 1-2 Radio. And then you can, you know, come in and you can make a comment and ask questions. Now, usually Sometimes on my shows, I am answering questions in terms of doing readings, but usually not. But I do try to keep an eye on it so that if you have a question about something I'm talking about, you know, I can repeat it or maybe address that, you know, specifically. But I just appreciate that you come over. I mean, it's really nice to see, you know, the things that you're saying. And it just, you know, we're all one big happy family most of the time, right? So it just feels good to have you over there. So thank you so much. And hey, Geraldine and Katie, thanks for coming. So I'm going to spend the next like 10, 15 minutes talking about Jupiter. So astrologically speaking, Jupiter is a planet of expansion because when you think about it, all the planets have a psychological profile or psychological resonance in our lives. So what does Jupiter do? Jupiter gets into our psyches and it literally says, how do you want to expand? How do you want to be lucky? How do you want to find more benefit in your life? But one of the things that we're really going to focus on with Jupiter sitting in Capricorn is how do we find more meaning in our lives? Because this is actually somewhat of a paradox. You take the planet of expansion, you know, bigger is better. Whenever we're talking about Jupiter, when I look and I see Jupiter influencing somebody's chart, it's making something bigger. It's increasing it. It's blowing it out of proportion possibly. But think about what Capricorn means. Capricorn is an earth sign ruled by Saturn. One of its big words is contraction. The opposite of expansion. I'm going to contract. You know, when you think about Saturn, when you think about Capricorn, think about the time period. Now, this isn't true all over the world, but if you look at this particular hemisphere, the northern hemisphere, this is a time of increasing cold and ice. You know, the trees are barren. This is a time of going inward, not a time of outward. It's not a time of warmth, at least not for most of us. But in any case, if you look at that idea, and here again, don't get caught up on, oh, well, it's not warm where I am. Saturn, Capricorn, middle, you know, it's the beginning of winter. In fact, Capricorn is the cardinal sign that happens on the solstice. It is associated with the winter solstice. So we are ready to contract, to go in. You know, the water becomes ice. So you look at that and you go, okay, well, how does Jupiter squeeze itself into Capricorn? Now, in all honesty, old astrology, and I say old astrology, and I'm not discounting it at all, but historically, traditionally, Jupiter was considered to be in its fall when it's in the sign of Capricorn. Now, we don't need to talk about all of that, but planets, you know, think about it this way. Some people really get along, some people don't. Some people are really easy, like some people love to go to parties and they really excel at parties. Other people excel on one-to-one conversations. Well, it's the same kind of thing with the planets. We give them these personalities and we say Jupiter's in its fall in Capricorn. It has a harder time expressing itself when the idea is to be disciplined, self-controlled, you know, contracting. Jupiter goes, what's this? It's not Jupiter's nature to be that way. However, for us, and I think overall, this is an incredible energy for manifestation because Capricorn is an earth sign. It's all about the physical. And if you think about it, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, which says, I'm a dreamer. I'm an explorer. I'm opening up all the horizons. Well, Capricorn comes along and says, great, you opened up all those horizons, but where are you going to really put your attention? Where are you really going to put your focus? Now, I don't want to be a pessimist or a downer, but you know what? We all have 24 hours a day. And if we're dispersing those 24 hours a day on 20 different things or 20,000 different things, then how do we ever get one of them accomplished? Now, that is what Saturn says. Saturn comes along and says, what are you willing to commit to? What are you willing to dedicate yourself to? So contract, you know, take that list of 20 and clutter clear it, bring it down. What are the priorities? What are the one or two or maybe three things that are more important than all the rest? Because Capricorn And by the way, I've mentioned this before on another show. Many of you realize that Saturn itself is sitting in Capricorn right now. So is Pluto. And for perspective, Pluto takes 240 some years to go around the zodiac. So it's been a long time since Pluto and Jupiter were both in Capricorn. I mean, we're talking, you know, hundreds of years. We're also, when we look at Saturn, that's a 30-year cycle. So the very fact that Jupiter is going to join Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, this is an incredible time for creating new foundations. And that's exactly what we're going to see worldwide. It's going to be in your personal life. It's going to be in your community. And it's going to be across the world. This is a time of, like, literally incredible potential energy to create new foundations. Now, of course, there are going to be those situations when we're going to say, I don't want a new foundation. I like my foundation exactly as it is. But the truth is, you're not going to have a lot of choice in that. Some things are shifting. And Saturn is creating new foundations. Pluto is allowing that to happen. It's facilitating it. And Jupiter is coming along and saying, but you know what? I want to create meaningful foundations in my life. So in fact, as I look at the planets and I really think about them, and you know I'm an astrologer, I think about this a lot. It came to me, the message, or at least one of them, for Jupiter sitting in Capricorn is all increase is not meaningful. And all expansion is not growth. Now here, I'll give you an example. There's a big difference between gaining 30 pounds of belly fat and getting pregnant and gaining 30 pounds. Huge difference, right? That's what I'm talking about. It's qualitative. It's quality versus quantity when it comes to Jupiter sitting in Capricorn. So, you know, this isn't a time to go, okay, Jupiter's not going to be happy here, or, you know, I'm just going to kind of blow off this 12-month period. No, not at all. This is about saying the increase in my life may be slow, it may be very methodical, but it's going to be very meaningful. So when you find yourself, maybe people will go through a major clutter clearing. I know that's been popular for a long time, but now maybe even more so on a physical level, people are going to say, I only want to be surrounded by those things that have ultimate meaning to me. Those things I love, those things I use, those things that have meaning. Because all expansion is not growth, and all increase is not meaningful. So we're going to be less satisfied with having 20 of something or 10 of something when one or two is what really makes us happy. And on some level or another, we're all going to be doing that in our lives. Now, you may want to look at where Capricorn sits in your particular natal chart, because those 30 degrees of Capricorn sit it in the circle somewhere in your natal chart. And if you look at that, then it may give you a clue to where you really are creating more meaning in your life, but you may be doing that by focus and by discipline and by self-control, you know, using all of those wonderful assets and qualities of Saturn and Capricorn for creating more meaning in your life, for creating a stronger foundation. So this is going to be something that we're going to think about and talk about a lot, because there is no reason to all of a sudden go, oh, everything's contracting, or no, this isn't going as fast as I want. You know, speed isn't everything, especially when you're talking about manifestation. And so this is going to be a very beneficial period. It's going to be a very lucky period. Those are two words that are always associated with Jupiter. But we're going to go, like I said, a few weeks from now, and maybe even in a 1-2 Academy class, we're going to talk about, but what makes you lucky or of benefit when Jupiter is sitting in Capricorn? Well, I'll give you a hint. And I put some of these things in the Power Peak. How do you get lucky? You get lucky in that Capricorn way by being tenacious and hardworking. You know, to me, this just screams of that analogy of people when they say somebody's an overnight success. And then when you look at it, you realize they've been doing that for 20 years. So that overnight success was building for a very long time. So we actually, quote unquote, get lucky when we're hardworking, when we stick with something, when we learn patience, when we go the extra mile, when we work harder than everybody else at, you know, some particular thing. When we're looking at challenges or delays and we see them as an opportunity to triumph over them, you know, instead of looking at it and going another way, we go, yeah, I can tackle this. I can do that. That's the thinking of Capricorn. So when we think about all those things like maturity, and really, you know, just tackling something in our lives, that's how we're going to be lucky. But there's also ways that we can kind of drive that luck away. And so I'm going to dip into those just really quickly and say, you know, this isn't a time to feel sorry for yourself. This is a time to develop a sense of humor. Because the other thing we can do is we can overdo something. You know, we can go, I love these challenges. And we can let that slip into self-deprivation. This isn't a time to deprive yourself. This is a time to prioritize yourself. Prioritize what's important to you and put your energy into it. You know, to be unflinching, to be direct, to really go for it. You know, to turn tragedies into opportunities, to turn them into lessons. There again, to just be totally tenacious, you know, to rise above everything. Remember, too, that Capricorn is symbolized by the mountain goat. Now, have you guys ever seen a mountain goat? I've seen a lot because I live in Colorado. And these guys, you can see them perched on what looks like about 2 inches of rock on a sheer cliff. I mean, it's amazing. What are they standing on? And how are they climbing up this sheer cliff? In fact, there's a place in Colorado that is pretty famous for this very rocky sheer cliff. And the mountain goats, I mean, they're just always, and the sheep, they're just always up there. You can almost always, you know, go to that particular location and see the mountain goats climbing around or standing on those very, very, very tiny ledges. So once again, that's something to think about. You know, what kind of tenacity, what kind of patience, what kind of energy does it take? You know, so in other words, we can be lucky doing something that everybody else says is impossible. In fact, Walt Disney had Jupiter in Capricorn, and that was one of his famous quotes, I love doing the impossible. And if you look at his story, there were more than enough people telling him that the whole idea of Disneyland was never going to work, and it was going to be a flop, and he was wasting his money, and he was putting way too much money into it. Well, I think we all know the results of that endeavor. So we're going to have that tenacity. We're going to have that discipline and self-control. Now, for some of us, it may take a little time to get ourselves used to that idea. But I'm telling you, this Jupiter in Capricorn is a real bonus situation for anybody who wants to manifest something physical in their lives, for somebody who wants to create more meaning in their lives. You know, you're tired of the quantity maybe and you want more quality. This is a time to get more quality in your life. So we're going to work with this planet all year, and it's going to be an exciting interaction as it's also interacting with Saturn and Pluto. And of course, Mars is going to be there in Capricorn soon too, I think in like February, March. So we got some exciting energy coming our way in 2020. But for now, let's leave Jupiter. I just wanted to get you kind of built up and excited about Jupiter. But now let's get Anita Ahuja, and she's going to tell us what she's looking at for the month of December. So I will be right. Oh, you know, one thing I do want to say, I always kind of get, you know, excited and then forget. I want to mention that we're doing happy hour on 1-2-Listen. If you haven't heard about that, from now until the 12th of December, we're going to have happy hour every day. It's going to be noon to 2. So it's actually happy 2 hours. So it's going to be noon to 2 o'clock. That's Pacific time, which makes it, what, 3 to 5 maybe on the East Coast. That's when we're going to drop our prices. So you're not going to see very many sales between now and the 12th, but you will see happy hour if you want to join us, you know, every day of the week for happy hour. We're going to do that. So, and by the way, you can also usually find me on 1-2-Listen in late afternoons and evenings, but you can always request a call at a time that's good for you. So enough of the announcements and let's get Anita. So I'll be right back with Anita. Good morning, Anita, and welcome, and thank you so much for taking your time to join us today.
Good morning, CA. It's great to be here. Happy December.
Well, thank you. Happy December to you, too. I know it feels already like it's just going to go by in a flash.
I know. I mean, I think part of it is because the Thanksgiving fell so late in the month that there's only 3.5 weeks until Christmas. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, kind of surprising.
I know, that always throws people off. But, you know, sometimes I think it's funny when I hear people say that Thanksgiving is so late this year. You know, they do the same thing with Easter. But you know what? It's just the way it is. It's the fourth Thursday of the month. And, you know, depending on how it falls. But sometimes it is kind of weird because all of a sudden you feel like, oh, my God. You know, that's it. The holidays are right around the corner. How did that happen? But it does. You know, it's the way it is. But it is funny. It's almost like that idea of there's 24 hours in a day, always, every day. No days are shorter or longer than others. But that's not how it feels to us. You know?
No.
But it's kind of the demonstration. Time really is an illusion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, and I'm very excited, as I was telling you before, because Jupiter is moving, or actually it moved into Capricorn yesterday on Monday, the 2nd of December. And that's a big deal because it only moves once a year. So that has got me as an astrologer and as a person really hyped up. I think it's just such exciting stuff. And even though you're not an astrologer, I'm always amazed when I hear what you've channeled for a particular time period, because it really does coincide with or interacts really, really well with whatever the astrology is. So I don't know that when you were channeling your messages, if you had any idea about Jupiter at all, but I'm sure that I will find some segues there. And I am anxious to see what you think about December, because December astrologically is a big month. We also have a solar eclipse on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So see,
that's,
you know, this
amazing.
I know this really is going to be kind of an interesting end to the year and jump into 2020. So, yeah, I'm really anxious to hear what you have to say.
All right. Well, are you ready?
I am ready. So go for it.
Okay. So for the month of December, the messages that came through, first of all, we have the Archangel Gabriel, which I think is very appropriate because for those who celebrate Christmas, the Annunciation is all about the Archangel Gabriel, the messenger, delivering some very sacred news to the Blessed Mother Mary. And so Gabriel is coming through with a message saying that the time is ripe to conceive new ideas, to plant seeds for some pretty big ventures. And allowing ourselves to fully experience emotions at our core is another big message. In fact, emotions and emotional release came up over and over again as we channeled the messages. Something about these words that I'm going to say to you right now, integrity with spirit instead of battling spirit. It's about sweet surrender, but it's not a giving up or a giving in. It's more, how do we say it, CA? It's more about embracing the best strategy. And I think that's an important message. No more blasphemy. And I know that's a big word and it's a word that I cringe at, but it's the word that came through. No more blasphemy. It's a robust time for self-psychoanalysis. And no more superficial covers. It's about being the real you and about getting in touch with every aspect of yourself and loving every aspect of yourself in all your humanity. Atlantis at last is another phrase that came up. And believe it or not, we are evolving to a higher vibrating society. We are going through extreme chaos to get there, but we are moving in that direction. And despite all the negative news and the grief and sadness that we hear about, there's also a lot of good going on in this world and on this planet. And, you know, we hear a lot of fear about climate change and is the world going to end and will our children and grandchildren have a planet that they can exist on? And you do have to look at how things are changing, but also what scientists are doing to handle that change. There is a lot of good, and that's not an excuse to not address the current issues, but it gives you hope to know that there are strategies for dealing with the changes that are coming about on the planet. The planet is not going to crumble. So Atlantis at last is a really beautiful phrase to keep in our hearts right now. Now, tomatoes came up as a symbol, and tomatoes are symbols of life, fertility. They are also known as the fruit of love. They symbolize romance, good luck, happiness, and harmony. So not a bad symbol at all. And I like the link to fertility, because we were talking about this being a time that is ripe to conceive new ideas. Sacredness and sincerity are the words for the month. It's a good time for enjoying and creating music. Think of Beethoven playing one of his masterpieces on the piano. He just focused on creating that incredible music and letting his soul speak through his hands. That's what it's about. It's about creating that masterpiece. It's a good time also to think about another symbol, which is the carousel horse. In other words, the horse on the carousel, on the merry-go-round, when you go to a carnival or Coney Island. And the carousel with the horse, it's a symbol of a wheel. It's the wheel of karma, the wheel of time, the wheel of illusion. There's no beginning and no end. The circle has magical properties. And it's been said to be the purest and most profound symbol of existence. So think on that. Who would have thought that the carousel horse could be thought of that way? September rain. Now, I am not familiar with that song, CA, or that phrase, but I learned when I Googled it that it is a song. I briefly watched a video of it, and it features a biker on a bicyclist, not a motorcycle, but a bicyclist, another wheel on the bike. And it's about the person on the bike riding and navigating through traffic and other obstacles. And so I looked up the lyrics to the song, and I'm just going to share a few of the phrases because I think they ring true and resonate with some of the messages that are coming through. Just to read a few of the phrases for you. If everything happens for the best, if fate is never second-guessed, then why does right feel so wrong? I have my life. It's a lovely world. People think I'm a lucky girl. Then why does right feel so wrong? Whose life is this? Which voice is mine? I'm feeling. I have got to stop pretending. Over and over and over again, I blow like a leaf in the autumn wind. I am alone inside my skin in the cold September rain. When I was young, I thought for sure that when I grew up, I'd be secure. Why do I shake when all is still? Maybe it's something inside me. I'll ask the moon, the stars, the sea to take my heart and guide me home. I feel the chill of winter's breath on my shoulder. I have got to start the healing. And I just thought that some of those phrases very profound, and I think as I read through some of the rest of the messages, you'll see how it all ties in. This is a good time to focus on chakra balancing and alignment and to heal your aches. Mucho libros is another phrase that come through. Now, I'm not accustomed to hearing messages come through in another language, but that's how it came through. And it's really about taking time to hunker down and read some good books and engage in some creative art like jewelry making and other things that just feel like they would be fun to do or would help you go deep. For me, reading books helps me go deep. Surprisingly, yellow is the color of this holiday month, a time to strengthen that which is weak. Walnuts provide welcome nutrients this month for those of you who can eat walnuts. Our winged messengers are in full force, so pay attention to when birds and feathers and anything comes through in your dreams or in person. If you see a feather, please, please take the time to connect and find out what the heavens are saying to you. Not that I'm afraid you won't get the message, because I am clear that you definitely will. But take the time to focus on that. And I did pull a couple of cards. One is from Mother Mary, the Mother Mary Oracle by Alana Fairchild. And Mother Mary is talking with us about Our Lady of Sacred Waters. And I want to share the message because it really is about emotional healing. And I think it's important for our listeners to hear this. I am the sacred guardian of the holy waters. I offer you cleansing, healing, regeneration, and the miracle of life. I bring you the blessing of moving forward through emotionally letting go. I honor and support your emotional life, helping you tap into its potential healing power. Dive into the sacred waters of your being, and I will greet you as you emerge renewed and ready for the next stage of your life journey. And so I also chose a card from another deck, which is actually also by Alana Fairchild. It's the Wild Kuan Yin Oracle. So she has, I guess, what's called a regular Kuan Yin and now a wild one. And I love this deck. And the card that came through is called Tender Trust, Beloved Body. I want you to feel at home here upon the earth and to realize that you have come here not only to serve, but to take delight, to become alive, to exercise your power of choice, to manifest a destiny that is brilliant and beautiful and perfectly suited to you. So I have given you a sacred animal, a devoted body that has offered its entire life in service to your soul growth. When you love this sacred animal and let him or her love you in return, then you are able to manifest your divine destiny as a radiant, vibrant expression in the world. I just thought that was such a beautiful message about soul regeneration and growth, because that is a big, big message for the month. Another message is about extreme silence. Don't be afraid to go into extreme silence, whether it's an hour. For some people, an hour can feel like a day or an actual day or a weekend retreat, because extreme silence will lead to security. The 12th and the 14th are big days this month. Remember, December 12th is also the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and that is a day that I associate with the word miracle. And I have a brief holiday message to share with everyone. Be the sacred star that you are. Shine bright. Be you and don't hide. Go where you are welcome. Don't try to fit in. Be where you already fit in. Be with your tribe, your village, and the rest will come. Be your own superhero. Let the holidays be about celebrating you. And those are the messages for the month of December.
Wonderful.
It was a little different than what I thought might come through for a holiday month, but some powerful messages, CA.
Yes. And why is it different than what you thought would come through for a holiday message?
I don't have a good answer to that, other than when I started to channel for December, I just was feeling something more, just more holiday-ish, like maybe talking about gatherings and parties and things like that. But this is also going to be a time of good spiritual growth as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, as I look at this, obviously I've got Jupiter on the brain, so that's kind of what I was thinking about. But a couple of things that I, so far, I would say I haven't been emphasizing too much, but probably will continue, is as we look at Jupiter in Capricorn, there, I mean, it's just so comprehensive. There's so many messages. But when you started right off with fully experiencing emotions at our core, I think that's such an important concept because I think for Capricorn in general, I'm not saying they're not emotional, but there is a tendency sometimes to just focus on the material, just focus on action, just focus on getting something done and ignoring the emotional component. And in fact, when I was doing a lot of research in this past week or two, looking at people that were born with Jupiter in Capricorn, that's one of the things I noticed, is sometimes they would be these people, put the nose to the grindstone, it doesn't matter how you feel, it doesn't matter what your body is telling you, just do it. You know, and you see this kind of driven passion of Jupiter in Capricorn. And I think that is one of the messages about kind of going to excess or going to extremes, is not listening to your emotions, not listening to your body or not listening to your emotions. So I thought that was such a timely message of it doesn't mean that you have to, and you know, here again, it doesn't mean that you have to express everything that you're feeling, but to not deny or to just push down those emotions as something that don't have any value is not something that we want to do. You know, so I think that's a really, really timely message. And let's see. And you know, and of course, when you're talking about Capricorn, it's hard to even think about sweet surrender because, you know, it is the mountain goat and it is going to climb. It is going to, you know, it's going to be out on those edges. It is going to push things to extremes. But I also kind of responded or resonated when you said a robust time for self-psychoanalysis. Because I think the other thing about Capricorn is that there is the part of the mythology is loneliness. I'm thinking it's me against the world. And I think this is a time when we can really look at those beliefs about, you know, balancing the difference between I want to be a capable, dependable, mature person who's capable of taking care of myself or capable of creating great things in the world without pushing everybody else away. And that's a fine line that I think sometimes Capricorn energy really walks that fine line because they need to feel personally self-disciplined, self-controlled, you know, like that they have accomplished something on their own. They need that so badly, but they can push themselves over into that thing of nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, you know, I am all alone. And, you know, it's almost like you push yourself, you don't invite yourself, and then you blame everybody else for keeping you away. And nobody was keeping you away.
I hear you loud and clear. And I do believe that surrender is about surrendering to your purpose. You know, it's the integrity with the spirit and not battling where the spirit is leading you. And the surrender to the discipline. So I do think there's a connection there. I didn't mean to interrupt. Please keep going.
Oh, no. I mean, this is a conversation. This is a back and forth. But anyway, I really resonated to that kind of energy. And once again, I know that I don't have to apply all your messages to whatever's going on astrologically. It just comes natural. What can I say? And you know, and I really responded to the idea of hope. Also, you know, that sometimes when I hear people talk, you know, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, I go, don't you realize that that's what people have been saying for thousands of years? I mean, that's just what we do as human beings. We look at the past and think, oh my God, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? It's what our grandparents said and their grandparents before them. And it's human nature. It's just what we do. And to be able to foster hope is a really, really important concept. And yet, as you said, it's not an excuse for not doing something. It's not an excuse to just throw up your hands and say, I'm not going to deal with the problem. Or by saying, oh, these are just cycles and we don't have to do anything about them. They are cycles. But just this week, and I know this happens all the time, and I can't even remember what it was, but I think it was a particular kind of rhinoceros died in India. I'm trying to think where he died. Anyway, he was the last of his kind. So
Oh,
that
wow.
particular species, and it was a big animal, it literally went extinct when he died.
And you know, there is something kind of sad about that. But on the other
Sure.
hand, I think it's really important not to get all caught up in the past or in the negative, and to foster being positive, to foster hope, to look at how changes are, are positive. That's a very important thing. And here's the other thing that I think is kind of funny. When I was pulling cards for Jupiter in Sagittarius, which of course is something I always do, and I pulled multiples, but the one that surprised me was that I pulled the Empress. And this is from a tarot deck. But the reason I mentioned that to you is because you said tomatoes and fertility. Because do you realize the Empress is the ultimate mother? She is fertile, She is all about fertility. So I thought that's an interesting kind of segue into the, or connection between those two ideas, because I certainly have not fully incorporated or really kind of done the meditations and the thinking that I want to do about why is the Empress one of the strong messages, at least for me,
For
about Jupiter
Jupiter.
in Capricorn.
Okay, in
Yeah.
Capricorn. Got
Yeah,
it.
Jupiter in Capricorn. I mean, like I said, I was surprised. I'm like, the Empress? Really? I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why, but it's like that's just not what I was expecting.
Well, I do think it's going to be a productive time. I
Oh,
do.
yeah. I do,
So.
I do too. I think it's going to, because I mean, anytime we can produce, we can manifest, but Capricorn is an earth sign. So if anything, it says expand, this is not about expanding your thinking necessarily or expanding your dreams. It's about doing something about them. So I think this is going to be an incredibly productive time. And if you also realize that Jupiter is going to join Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, we now have quite the lineup of planets in Capricorn for this next year. That's strong, powerful energy. And I'm not absolutely positive of this, but I'm pretty sure Beethoven had Jupiter in Capricorn. So it's interesting that you mentioned him and his music.
Oh,
Now, I'm not absolutely
that's
positive. In
hilarious.
fact, he was one of the names on my list that I thought I want to go back and check it myself. Because sometimes when you
Oh,
read this, I mean,
okay.
I've learned as an astrologer, you got to go double check your facts. And in fact, that's Jupiter in
Well,
Capricorn. So.
yeah, and even if he doesn't, he really, I think, is a good role model for, the hunkering down and working on the masterpiece, and
Yes.
listening to the music. So.
Yes. But it would make sense because, he was the master because he also just played out every single possibility. He didn't give up. He was known for doing that, turning and twisting and rewriting and doing things like that. So he's a master. And I think that's Jupiter in Capricorn as well, is looking at our own lives and saying, where do we want to be the expert? Where do we want to be the master? Where do we want to excel above and beyond? Because this is our passion, not just being one of the crowd, but really excelling at something. And I also love the symbol of the wheel. Because Jupiter is the wheel of fortune. I mean, it
Oh, no,
is.
I did not realize
Oh,
that.
yeah. It is associated with the wheel of fortune. So it is associated with circles and just that whole idea. And I didn't know what you said. The circle is pure and profound symbol of existence. I like
That was one
that.
of the things I found when I was researching.
Yeah, I really like that because, and it's not surprising that as Jupiter makes a change of signs, that that would somehow come through in your meditation or in your, in your channeling, that that circle, that wheel of fortune is very important because I think the other thing that Jupiter in Capricorn does is it makes us think about who's really got their hand on the wheel of fortune. Are we the victim? Or, I recognize it doesn't feel to us like we're controlling all of the factors. And I'm not going to push that here. That's for another show. But I feel like we have a lot more control than we think through our interpretations and perceptions. Just like that concept of hope. Are we looking at positives or are we looking at negatives? So that symbol was wonderful. But I also wanted to ask you about the song. I don't know the song September Rain.
I
But
didn't either. I
did
just
that
heard the
just like come
phrase.
in? Yeah, it just came into your head, the phrase.
Yeah, and so I said I got to Google it, which I did. And the song kept coming up. It's a newer song. And that's where I saw the brief video about the bicyclist, which was another symbol of the wheel and navigating. And then I saw the lyrics, and the lyrics really resonated about the healing and,
yes.
You know, what needs to take place right now. So that's how we got to that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just that kind of stuff is fascinating. Thank you so much for that. Now, one thing that you didn't quite say, and yet I thought you were going here with one of the cards, is kind of the focus on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, and you did talk about the importance of aligning the chakras and even walnuts. I thought it makes me want to look up walnuts and see what the significance is, strengthening the weak. Because usually when Jupiter makes a change of signs, I don't think too much about the body. You know, I mean, that's not something that just automatically comes into my head or that I focus on. But I think it does with Capricorn, because Capricorn is a physical earth sign. But
yeah, and I think that, you know, the card that I was talking about with tender, trust, beloved body, it's not just a simple message about, well, it's not so simple, but taking care of our body, but about appreciating and treasuring the fact that we have been given this physical form for our entire lifetime, that it's something to be cherished, CA.
Uh-huh.
You know, looking at your body, your physical body, as a sacred creature. You know, it's not, we spend so much time emphasizing the spirit, which, of course, that's eternal. But looking at the body as a sacred vessel, as a creature, and understanding the need to align spirit and body together, you know,
yes.
Take care of ourselves in all its aspects. So.
Yes. Well, and that's it. I certainly got that from when you were talking about the card, that you weren't going into a huge, you know, kind of thing about the body. But I would just throw in here that I think with Capricorn, it rules the skin, the bones, the teeth. So it rules the basic foundational pieces of the body and the body's health. And so it
Absolutely,
is worth,
yes.
yeah, it's worth mentioning. You know, be tender, be appreciative. You know, what can we do at this time during this year to maintain the structure of our bodies? You know, to be appreciative of that, to not push them too hard or to build them up. And like I said, walnuts may be an interesting little note here. Tomatoes and walnuts, you know, what do they do to help build the strength, you know, and keep the tenacity of the body?
Okay, and I just looked up the walnut. The walnut
uh-huh.
is a symbol. It's a symbol of intelligence, wisdom, knowledge, and inspiration. And it's synonymous with intellect and mental aptitude.
Now, but do you know what it does nutritionally? Like, is it good for the brain?
That I don't know. I know it's a symbol of the Native Americans see the walnut as a symbol of clarity and focus, gathering of energy, and the beginning of new projects.
Nice.
But let's look up the nutritional value of walnuts, because that's what you're asking about. I do believe they're associated with brain health, if I remember correctly. And, you know, they are one of my favorite nuts, especially in the fall, for obvious reasons. It's supposed to be good for you. Okay, so, Okay, so the health benefit of a walnut, they've got, let's see, all the antioxidants, they reduce inflammation, and they improve heart disease risk factors.
Ah.
So, why are walnuts good for your brain? walnuts are the top nut for brain health. There you go.
Interesting. Well, maybe that's mm-hmm. the correlation there with intellect.
Yeah, they improve cognitive performance in adults. So that's interesting.
We could all use a little of that then, huh?
I don't think you can overdose on walnuts. So.
No, I don't think you can. So wonderful. Thank you for that. And thanks for taking a minute to look that up. And also, I would like to, I know we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want to just address your holiday message. I think I love that image, and that whole idea of the star that you are, has been something actually I've been contemplating over the last few weeks. And I know I don't have time really to go into the whole correlation, but it really has been about the idea that being the star that you are, and here again, I'm just going to kind of treat this superficially, but seeing yourself as a star, or seeing that the progress that we make in our lives, or a spiritual revelation, or whatever it is, it's not as if we even have to turn around and teach that to somebody else, or to make them aware of it. We simply need to be who we are. And by doing that, we light up the path of others who would be going in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, that really has actually been an idea that I've been thinking about for a few weeks. And just the difference between thinking, I have to relay information to you, I have to teach you something, versus, can I not just be the light or the star that I am? And if that is an illumination that you want, you'll have it.
Yeah.
I don't have to point it out to you. I don't have to teach you that. Just my light contributes to the overall light of the planet, or of the oneness of humanity, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So,
beautifully said, C.A.
Well, I don't know about that. I feel like it's kind of awkward, but I think it's a wonderful symbol to really contemplate the idea of the star. You know, for a multitude of reasons around the holidays, there's so many symbols of stars, and stars being guidance, and stars being wisdom, and just that, too, when you talked about hope. Because in the tarot deck with the star, one of the ideas that I love is that just always remembering there is a guiding star, no matter how black things look, no matter how dark things look, to remember that there's always a guiding star. Just look around. It's there. You know,
yeah,
we're never left without hope. We're never left without the light. Now, we close the curtains quite often, or turn off the power, you know. But the light never goes away. And just like the sun never goes away. We turn our face away from the sun. But the sun never goes away. It's doing its thing. And to remember that, especially during the holidays, might be a really important thing, especially for when we get into those little, you know, those little dilemmas, I call it, you know, when reality kind of comes up against hopes and wishes and dreams or memories, you know, and it's easy, you know, the compare and despair, instead of just going, well, what is it? You know, what am I experiencing right at this moment? Or what are the new traditions that I can create? Or what's really going on for me? You know, we do the compare and the despair. So I think the star is a wonderful, wonderful symbol for this time.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah. All
right. All about the star right now. Yes.
Yeah, it is. So I know that you are on to so many things this month, and even on to today. And I so appreciate that you've taken your time to join us and to share these messages. But before you go, is there anything that you want to announce?
Just to let everyone know that during the holidays, it's going to be a little bit later this month, probably closer to the 20th or so, I will be doing some special holiday readings and time-based sessions focusing on messages, you know, for the holiday season and as we prepare for the new year, if you can believe that. And so I'll be posting more about that probably in another couple of weeks, CA.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I know that you are traveling a lot and, you know, just keeping up on your multiple, what I would consider jobs and involved in a play. Right now, you're currently involved in a play. So
yeah, I'm directing Coney Island Christmas. 14 kids, nine adults,
gosh,
and 47 roles. And it includes a Thanksgiving pageant and a Christmas pageant.
Oh, my gosh.
Fun. The kids are adorable. So,
Is wonderful. And like I said, you know, I keep thinking I've got to come out at some point and see one of these plays. I'll do that in 2020.
Yeah. Okay, let's
Maybe
set a plan.
Maybe I can make that happen, yes. All right, well, Anita, thank you so much for joining us today. And I also want to say thanks to all the listeners and everybody in the chat room. And thanks to our producer, Scott Weaver. I hope that you will continue to enjoy your day and your week and you know, keep it tuned to 1-2 Radio. Up next is Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone, and she is followed by Katie Weaver. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on this week and today on 1-2 Radio. This is CA signing out. You have been listening to Simple Tales with my guest, Anita Ahuja.
Hey guys, I have a special treat for you for the holidays. It's a song, and I'm going to sing it. And because the universe is so happy that I'm going to sing, I got a cold just in time for this recording. So please enjoy, and maybe get a drink. Deck the halls with lots of bitching. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Tis the season for nervous twitching. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Don we now our bubble of protection. Fa la 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 la. To shield us from our dysfunctional family projections. Fa la 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 la. Oh wow, that just went all bad. So it's Kelly McLean. Who else would make an ass of themselves for a holiday greeting? Besides Ma, I just wanted to let you know that it's okay to laugh through the crazy this time of year. Whether you love the holidays or you dread them, laughter helps. And if you need extra support, guidance, bad singing, or a place to safely vent, you can find me and a bunch of other amazing counselors over at 1-2-listen.com. I truly hope the holidays are peaceful and magical for you. If not, I have glitter and I'm not afraid to use it. Sending you lots of love this holiday season.
Hello, hello, hello. Alita here with the birds and the deer and the cats and the rabbit and the dog and even some people filled with good cheer. And of course, that is what I wish for you. You know, this time of year reminds me of two kittens we had. One was born so feisty and so healthy, and the other was born nearly blind and lame. And they were inseparable. It was so beautiful to watch the feisty brother leading the other brother around and showing him things. And if they were ever, heaven forbid, separated by a door, you would hear them yowl until they were reunited. They adored each other, no pun intended. And you know, a couple of people asked me why I hadn't put down the lame blind kitten. And I said, well, the universe, God, the angels, our guides, nobody ever throws us away or gives up on us because we're not there yet or because we have problems or challenges. Because let's face it, sometimes we are the blind, lame kitty, and sometimes the feisty kitty needs help too. So during this season, may you feel the blessing of every kind of love and know that there is support there when you need it. And may your birds be a little less feisty than mine are today. I'm trying to talk here, guys. From my heart.
Hello, my peeps. It's Lori Light from 1-2-listen.com. You know, you light up my life like a Christmas tree. And I am grateful to be your advisor. I want to wish you the very best holiday season. I'm wrapping up my first year here as an advisor at 1-2-listen.com, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for how much every one of you have touched me with your calls and specifically with your willingness to share your higher self with me. My heart has been warmed over and over. I am holding the space for you to revel in this 2019 holiday season and next year. I know that 2020 is going to be glorious because our collective vibration has risen so high this year. Let's keep it up by sending our love and light to the cosmic grid. Thank you again. Wishing you a season touched with wonder and filled with love.
Hey guys, I have a special treat for you for the holidays. It's a song, and I'm going to sing it. And because the universe is so happy that I'm going to sing, I got a cold just in time for this recording. So please enjoy and maybe get a drink. Deck the halls with lots of bitching. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Tis the season for nervous twitching. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la. Don we now our bubble of protection, fa la 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 la, to shield us from our dysfunctional family projections, fa la 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 la. Oh wow, that just went all bad. So it's Kelly McLean. Who else would make an ass of themselves for a holiday greeting besides Ma? I just wanted to let you know that it's okay to laugh through the crazy this time of year. Whether you love the holidays or you dread them, laughter helps. And if you need extra support, guidance, bad singing, or a place to safely vent, you can find me and a bunch of other amazing counselors over at 12listen.com. I truly hope the holidays are peaceful and magical for you. If not, I have glitter and I'm not afraid to use it. Sending you lots of love this holiday season. Mwah.
It's Christmas time and I'm still dreaming that you and I can make this old world shine with something bright in our eyes and gleaming, and you and I will sleep in peace tonight, tonight, tonight.
Well, happy holidays, everybody, from Erin here at 12listen.com. Here's hoping I can put a little dazzle back in your holidays and that you can